make open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
morning and welcome to Road Warrior. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, October 10th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And as always, it's a wild and dystopic ride, but I am your host, Chris Hinckley. As always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. We'll begin today's broadcast with a sort of a rant, and then we'll get into a bombshell that very, very interesting and I think it's pretty obvious that there is it's becoming very, I think, self-evident at this point that there's a high degree of manipulation of not just the mainstream media, but social media, the internet. It's pretty obvious. We'll talk a little bit about that. And that's tied to this morning's rant. I want to get back to the topic of evil from yesterday's broadcast. They didn't finish, and there were callers that called in. Renee called in. We've discussed evil quite a bit. She's mentioned some books. Other listeners have mentioned books and so forth. So I want to get back to that subject. But first, I think the kind of quintessential essence of today's broadcast can be summarized by Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. We'll kind of talk about that today. There is, speaking of that, the bombshell that I'm going to get to at the bottom of the hour, the first hour here, is that someone has proven that there was more than one shooter. And it's interesting, that's been done with math, but we don't hear anyone talking about that. It's interesting that this person, who is not a part of the government, not a part of the FBI's investigation, obviously, but has volunteered his time to those efforts, has taken it upon himself. He took it upon himself and proved it with a little bit of homework, a little bit of elbow grease, and just some 10th grade math. And he has a unique set of skills and expertise that lend themselves to this investigation. So we'll talk more about that, but I think it's very interesting. There's a video on YouTube, and it's a video where he explains what he did to prove that there was more than one shooter. And he didn't go in with that notion in mind. He just did the due diligence, and that was the result. So that's an interesting discussion that we'll get into at the bottom of the hour. And So it's interesting to me to note along those lines, speaking of the manipulation, that video as of last night had about 55,000 views. It was 55,236, I believe. This morning it's almost twice that. Yeah. Last night it was 55,236. This morning, at first look, it's 108,136, which is interesting. But there were no comments. I commented on it. Mine was the first 4 hours ago. And apparently the last. 108,000 views, 7,000 likes, 212 thumbs down, 7,000 thumbs up, and not a single comment to a video where the video creator has proven there was a second shooter. That's very interesting. We'll talk more about that. So to begin with, like I said, Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. That, of course, touches on the video that I just mentioned. But first, as some of you know, I created a YouTube playlist entitled 2017 Las Vegas Shooting, which at last count contained over 500 videos. Not all of them vetted by yours truly. Not all of them vetted by yours truly. Well, apparently it wasn't enough for YouTube to simply delete some of those videos in the playlist, as was happening. In some cases, videos were scrubbed, deleted, or marked private literally almost as soon as I'd add them. In other cases, entire channels have since been deleted. That, sadly, the irritation and inconvenience of this practice by YouTube is something to which many of us have grown accustomed. And though I heard of YouTube deleting playlists, I had never personally experienced it. That is, until now. What possible reason or explanation could be offered for such a practice? It's not like I'm creating something that's offensive. I didn't create the content. Obviously, a lot of the videos get deleted and marked private anyway. But what possible reason could there be? It's not to add a video to a playlist doesn't create any kind of burden on resources for YouTube. It's the same video. It's just a checkbox. It goes into a database. It takes up almost zero space. What possible reason or explanation could be given? By the way, although I know in some cases YouTube provides some kind of meager excuse for such practice, I have yet to receive any explanation for the deletion of my playlist. What's interesting is I can still see it over there in the library, but it shows deleted, and I posted a link to that in the chat area earlier, actually late last night. So again, it was not offensive. It contained no controversial, offensive, or otherwise inappropriate language in the description, and was simply a collection of very popular videos on the subject, which is another point that we'll talk about. Recently, we've witnessed YouTubers increasingly lament YouTube's growing practice of attempting to, with increasing success it seems, silence alternative media. And specifically, anything critical of the often hypocritical, oxymoronic, mainstream establishment narrative. Case in point, last weekend's incident in Las Vegas, whatever actually happened, it seems clear the public is being largely shined on. The video that we'll get to at the bottom of the hour seems to prove that fairly conclusively, among many other bits of evidence. And it would appear the Fox is leading the investigation into another, yet another of its henhouse crimes. Take, for instance, the CNN story, police, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard 6 minutes before massacre, which includes the following excerpts. Authorities said last week that security guard Jesus Campos had approached Paddock's room as the shooting was underway, diverting the gunman's attention. All right? Campos approaches Paddock's room as the shooting is underway, diverting the gunman's attention. Police had said that after Paddock shot Campos through the door, the gunman didn't fire any more shots on the crowd. So Campos is drawn to Paddock's room for whatever reason, as probably because he hears gunfire, obviously. And as he approaches, he's shot. Paddock turns his attention to security guard Jesus Campos, shoots him, and then no more shots are fired at that point. That was the official story last week. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said Monday that Campos was shot in the leg on October 1st. Campos, and this was yesterday, by the way, that Sheriff was talking about this. So Clark County Sheriff said that Campos was shot in the leg at 9:59 on October 1st. Well, that changes things, doesn't it? Campos had been investigating an alarm that went off in another room on the same floor. An alarm that went off in another room. We've heard so many different accounts of this. We've heard a door was ajar, and people say, yeah, signaling that a door had been left open. But then why was he drawn to Paddock's room? We heard it was probably because of the gunfire, but we get strange details. The 22,000 concert goers is always somewhere in the story, and other strange details. Lombardo said Paddock was drilling a wall near a doorway but didn't finish. The sheriff said authorities have received 200 accounts of Paddock traveling throughout Las Vegas, and that he has never been seen with anyone else. Well, that's funny, because we haven't seen a picture of Paddock traveling in Las Vegas, speaking of those 200 accounts. And there are other key bits of information that I always wonder why do we need these specific details, but we don't get exactly what happened with Jesus Campos, for example. So back to that. At 10:05 p.m., Paddock began firing into the crowd at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, authorities said. He continued firing for about 9 to 11 minutes. Of course, we're going to do that. 9:11 at 91 Harvest on 10:01. So speaking of that, just anecdotally, as you know, folks like John in Tennessee have observed, the numbers, fun by the numbers, basically. If you look at that 9/11/01 and 91/10/1 or 10/1, it's the same date. You just move the slashes forward or the dashes, what have you. Which was kind of what John was trying to explain, I believe, if I understood that right. So, 91 Harvest Festival, shooting for 9 to 11 minutes on 10-1. Anyway, Paddock's final shots were fired at 10:15, according to police. Authorities do not yet know what made him stop shooting. Ah, so now we don't know. Not that we knew before, Lombardo said. And by the time officers entered the room, Paddock was dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which is another unanswered question. So the point, though, is the story, the CNN article, police, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard 6 minutes before massacre, begins with the words, police on Monday said that Stephen Paddock shot a hotel security guard 6 minutes before he began shooting concertgoers from his hotel room. A striking change from an earlier police timeline of events. Last week, we were told Campos approached the door, Paddock's room, as the shooting was underway. This week, minutes before. That doesn't seem strange. If you or I were the suspect in this case, wouldn't there be a great deal of suspicion and scrutiny? And does this make sense? It changes the entire story. What drew him to Paddock's door then? So he was investigating an alarm. Campos had been investigating an alarm that went off in another room on the same floor, signaling that a door had been left open. That's very, again, that's ambiguous. Doesn't, obviously there's no journalism these days, we know that, but I can't help but wonder if there are details left out intentionally, if they're omitted for very specific and intentional reasons. The way that this story continues to be fluid only raises further doubts, only casts further suspicion. And as I'll discuss further, knowing the history of the town's been corrupt since it was created, and the FBI being the lead investigative body, same rules apply. So I don't understand why people aren't outraged. But back to the crackdown, the playlist disappearance, the mysterious playlist disappearance, this playlist that I created that disappeared for no apparent reason. And speaking of YouTube's ostensible crackdown on allegedly fake news, how has YouTube accomplished this in the past? Arbitrary unsubscribing. Are you familiar with the unsubscribing practice? There are a number of videos by folks out there that talk about how you will just kind of magically not be subscribed to certain content creators. I think a number of people have experienced that. And of course, that seems to kind of only happen with certain content and certain creators. Demonetizing videos by content creators is a big practice that YouTube has been employing. There was one video I was watching yesterday by someone who's maintained a fairly popular channel for a number of years and does a great job of kind of sticking to the letter, so to speak, of YouTube's guidelines, not making sure not to infringe on copyright, not venturing too far out into fringe conspiracy, but just talking about things the mainstream publishes, information published in books and so forth. And that person published one video about the Las Vegas incident and saw all of his videos except for the first one he made, over a dozen videos, demonetized almost instantly. It's hard to argue any other reason for that. Search algorithm changes, I'll talk more about that in a minute. And arbitrarily deleting videos, playlists, and even entire channels. This is how YouTube has allegedly cracked down on this fake news issue. So I'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Unbelievable. You know, I'm looking at a Fox 5 San Diego version of the same story that I mentioned on CNN, which has this excerpt. The detail reflects a change in the shooting timeline police had earlier provided. Authorities had previously said they believe Campos drew Paddock's attention away from firing out the window and that Paddock didn't fire any further shots after wounding the guard. This is a complete 180 in the narrative. Are we supposed to believe that somehow they didn't have the time or the ability before the first press conference to get this story straight? It seems to reflect, at a minimum, professional negligence and incompetence. And at worst, obviously something much more nefarious, but continuing. So I mentioned how YouTube has been cracking down on allegedly fake news or information provided by content creators that is inimical to the establishment narrative. Gets people thinking, gets people questioning. You know how – remember the book that I mentioned, Lies My Teacher Told Me? I think that the book's author, James Loewen, provides clairvoyance, if you will, or provocative insight into the situation here and many others. Why is YouTube so just hysterical about cracking down on anything that challenges the establishment narrative? Well, because as James Loewen writes, as I've read before in Lies My Teacher Told Me, Chapter 6, John Brown and Abraham Lincoln, The Invisibility of Anti-Racism in American History Textbooks. And remember, we've kind of talked about that on this broadcast, but James Loewen asked the question, why would textbook authors avoid even those ideas with which they agree? And I've read the rest, but skipping forward, including ideas would make history contingent. Things could go either way and have on occasion. The right people armed with the right ideas have not always won. When they didn't, the authors would be in the embarrassing position of having to disapprove of an outcome in the past. I think more importantly, they would be in the position of having to explain why the wrong people with the wrong ideas won and the right people armed with the right ideas did not. Including ideas would introduce uncertainty. This is not textbook style. Textbooks unfold history without real drama or suspense, only melodrama. And that's the case here, isn't it? It has to be textbook. Including ideas would introduce uncertainty, would get people thinking, regardless of how ridiculous in some cases the theories are. It gets people thinking. It gets them not listening and marching in lockstep to the establishment narrative. So all of those ways that I mentioned previously, unsubscribing, demonetizing, arbitrary deletion of videos, playlists, and entire channels in some cases, apparently wasn't enough because YouTube actually went to the trouble of scrubbing videos from search. I wonder why. I'll talk more about that in a second because actually I'll just touch on that right now. Here's how that works, by the way. Some people, you know, here's a great example of the dialectical conflict model, the Hegelian dialectical conflict in full effect. The solution that you want or the goal setting is to get rid of opposition to the establishment narrative on YouTube in this case. So what do? You manufacture or orchestrate some problem, in this case, hoax videos. Las Vegas was not a hoax, I'm convinced, but I don't believe the ridiculous assertion that Stephen Paddock was the only shooter and there was no, you know, you listen to the experts that say this was an extremely well-executed operation with military style precision. They're trying to tell us that the note was calculations for wind and elevation. A guy with really no firearms experience, no military background, and we're supposed to believe all of this. He did it all by himself.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the first time, investigators say that security guard Jesus Campos was on the scene and shot by Paddock at 9:59 Sunday night. 9:59 Sunday night is 6 minutes, six full minutes before the shooter turned his guns on the innocent crowd.
What we have learned is Mr. Campos was encountered by the suspect prior to his shooting to the outside world.
This is strikingly different from what investigators have been saying all the way along. And this new timeline raises a troubling question. What went on during those 6 minutes. This comes as investigators also reveal what they call, quote, personal protection equipment was found in the shooter's hotel suite. Perhaps another indication Paddock was planning to escape, which the sheriff made clear he believes was a real possibility. Police also confirming tonight that they have found no evidence of a second shooter and no evidence of a key event in the shooter's life that might have triggered this horrific attack. They also say they've reviewed more than 200 instances of the shooter's travels around Las Vegas, times gambling. Right. And they say in that's those enough. 200 times, they that's, never once
that's
saw
CNN's Aaron Burnett on the video on the article that I mentioned earlier, the CNN video. Police, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard 6 minutes before massacre. Even Aaron Burnett seems to have a problem with this complete flip-flop in narrative. And of course, they have to include no evidence of a second shooter, which we will debunk here in a minute, and no evidence to suggest motive. So like I said, like I have been saying, if you have two suspects, the way that I put this, and again, back to Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Look it up. Trevor Aronson, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. How this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Oh, Chris, that sounds crazy. There are years worth of mainstream stories that you'll find if you just do a little bit. Just even the most cursory investigation proves this. But Trevor Aronson opens this TED Talk with these words. The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization. More than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. And by the way, those of us who have been paying attention know that the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, the Taliban, etc., when through its Operation Cyclone, it created the Afghan Mujahideen, which obviously was the beginning of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc. Al-Qaeda, in fact, you know, the FBI on the wanted posters lists Al-Qaeda as the base. It's the database. Al-Qaeda translated is the database. It's the database, as Robin Cook pointed out in his article 10 years ago over at The Guardian. It is the database of the thousands, the CIA database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters that the CIA recruited in Operation Cyclone and the fight against the Soviets. But I digress. So if you had two suspects, real quick, as I've been saying, it's this simple. On the one hand, you have Stephen Paddock, suspect A. A man with nothing to gain. We keep hearing all this weird narrative. He had personal protection equipment in the suite. He had planned to escape, but we're not sure how or to where or why, because we don't get those details. And he had rigged his suite with at least three cameras, two outside the room, one in the peephole, so that he could see exactly when to shoot himself in the head. A man with nothing to gain who rigs his suite, he has personal protection equipment, rigs his suite with three cameras so he knows when to shoot himself in the head. And by the way, does anyone else find it odd that, you know, why did he shoot himself? Was it if he shot? Why would a man? What I'm trying to say is, why would a man who planned so meticulously to kill as many people as possible, like we're being told, shoots the security guard, rigs his hotel room with multiple cameras just to know when to shoot himself in the head? Why would anyone do that? Wouldn't it be logical instead to conclude someone in that scenario would likely rig surveillance in order to shoot police too? especially with the personal protection equipment. What possible sense would that make otherwise? Or did he just have a vendetta against concert goers and hotel security staff while maintaining a soft spot for law enforcement officers? Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. So suspect A, a man with nothing to gain, who rigs his suite with three cameras so he knows when to shoot himself in the head. And versus suspect B, the defense security, national military establishment, intel industrial complex. Suspect B, with a history, it accuses A of the crime, by the way, but it has a history of lying, deceiving, and creating scenarios very similar to the crime it accused A of, and rigging those scenarios to make it look like A did it, and A shot himself in the head. To justify its existence and secretive plans, and stands to gain tremendously and profit handsomely from the inevitable uptick in the surveillance and security apparatus. Which suspect would you investigate? I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it? But I digress. We'll get back to that in a minute. So I was going to mention the dialectical conflict, the Hegelian dialectic in full effect. If you have a problem, you want to get rid, you want to scrub some of these videos that are getting people to think, however errant their suppositions may be, what do? You manufacture and engineer a pseudo problem to evoke feigned public outrage, manufacture synthetic public outrage, so that you can create a solution or offer a solution that obviously is just simply the justification for your original plan all along. You can't arbitrarily say, you know what, we're going to scrub all of these videos and all of the subject matter from YouTube. I mentioned yesterday that I created an automatic list playlist that is supposed to be automatically adding videos. It should have well over 100 videos in it by now. It has zero videos in it, because clearly YouTube doesn't want to help do the heavy lifting for me. It doesn't want me to watch what I'm watching. It doesn't want you to watch. But these videos are very popular. So the first example of this dialectical conflict model in action is the Guardian story published Wednesday, October 4th, last Wednesday, titled Las Vegas Survivors Furious as YouTube Promotes Clips Calling Shooting a Hoax. By the way, I have never said or maintained that it's a hoax. I believe it was a real event. I don't believe the official establishment narrative. I think we would be foolish not to be critical of a story that is fluid and seems to evince either ineptitude and incompetence or something much more nefarious. I mean, as I pointed out, even CNN anchor Aaron Burnett seems to have a problem with this flip-flop. So the Guardian story published Wednesday, October 4th, Las Vegas survivors furious as YouTube promotes clips calling shooting a hoax, has the quote at the top of the story, "When I see my wife fighting for her life with a gunshot wound to her chest and my daughter was also shot, it's pretty conclusive evidence that it did happen." I'm not disputing that. And of course, you have to have that quote up at the top for effect, right? To create or to foment feigned public outrage. So you have the problem, hoax videos, you have the reaction, oh, this is an outrage. 2 days later, The Guardian publishes the article, YouTube alters search algorithm over fake Las Vegas conspiracy videos. The first thing that stands out to me is the title, YouTube Alters Search Algorithm Over Fake Las Vegas Conspiracy Videos. Does that mean there are real conspiracy videos? Real Las Vegas conspiracy videos? I mean, after all, maybe that's what it means. Maybe the editors, authors and editors at The Guardian realize that. Maybe smart people realize that even if Stephen Paddock, the unlikely scenario we're told, he acted completely on his own or at least at a minimum was the only shooter, as implausible as that is, that would still be a conspiracy, wouldn't it? Someone plotting in secret to do something bad. That, by definition, is a conspiracy. Obviously, it was a conspiracy of some nature, but I'm of the mind that it wasn't him or certainly not just him. And it would be hard to imagine that darker, more powerful forces weren't involved. Anyway, that's how this works. Oh, there's a problem. What are we going to do? We have to throttle these videos. We can't have people watching these videos that get them thinking, asking questions. So here's the justification for YouTube to alter search algorithms. It's this outcry. I mean, who's going to argue that we don't want to protect victims, survivors, their families, etc.? And YouTube has gone as far as labeling videos that question the official narrative as abusive or bullying. It's just absurd. So it's a complete reversal of the facts, logic, and reality. YouTube alters search algorithm over fake Las Vegas conspiracy videos. And then the subtitle, site initially defended its performance during breaking news, but later made tweaks to better promote reputable sources. So, question, YouTube, what do you consider reputable sources? Because from the article, on Wednesday, a YouTube spokesperson insisted the site was highlighting reputable videos and said conspiracy videos The Guardian discovered on its search page did not violate its standards, but less than 24 hours later, the company altered its position, implementing changes to its platform in a direct effort to better promote reputable sources. What is a reputable source? Ah, skipping ahead, a Las Vegas shooting search on Thursday after the algorithmic change had taken place produced substantially more reputable videos, mostly from mainstream news sources. Aha. See, the establishment narrative. One conspiracy video still featured prominently, however, along with a warning from the creator of the clip that YouTube was trying to censor it. It later disappeared. I mean, it's proof. Proof. And even the Guardian article mentions that several of the videos had a substantial number of views. So, I mean, it's proof. If you read the article, it's proof of this fallacious throttling, wrongful throttling of videos and traffic. Why is YouTube going to all this trouble? I wonder why. Because out of all the videos I've seen, and by the way, getting back to the second article, it's interesting. You'll notice in the article, the first talks about hoax. The second article includes this little excerpt. After a gunman inside the Mandalay Bay Hotel fired on a music festival, killing 58 people and injuring hundreds more, videos claiming that the shooting was a hoax and a false flag. Aha. See? They get lumped together. That is, so videos claiming the shooting was a hoax or hoax and false flag spread like wildfire on YouTube, earning millions of views. Hoax and false flag. To equate them is a fallacy of equivocation. It's an equivocation fallacy. An untruth, a lie. But you got to do that. Again, as the justification for throttling videos. And as I said, out of all the videos I've seen, and by that I mean watched to some extent or even seen the title of, out of all the videos I've seen, including more than 500 that were on my now-deleted playlist, I don't recall seeing a single hoax video in the bunch. There was one that I saw that I can recall out of hundreds. But I do recall the majority of them questioning the ever-changing official establishment narrative. And I do recall the vast majority of those videos having tens or hundreds or even thousands of views, and in some cases over a million views. And often very quickly. In fact, remember, it's only been a week and a day, essentially, in the news cycle on this incident. Millions of views that challenged the establishment narrative, and yet the establishment narrative seems completely unstable. And it seems dark forces are conspiring from behind the scenes to erase any and all questionable aspects of this circus, to censor any serious criticism. And isn't that exactly what Bertrand Russell wrote? Any serious criticism of the powers that will be, the powers that be will become psychologically impossible? It seems there's more proof, just another instance of proof that we're living in a scientific dictatorship. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. And you get to the video, proof of a second shooter. We'll get to that shortly here. But based on everything that I've said, some people might ask, but Chris, you sound like you think the government might in some way be culpable. To which I would reply, yes, overwhelmingly yes. You know, consider Operation Northwoods, which I have pointed out was part of a broader project. That was one of a series of sub-projects, and each one of those sub-projects included several, if not dozens, of iterations of false flag terrorism that the Joint Chiefs of Staff were plotting. And this, of course, was back in the 60s, targeting the American people in ways like blowing up commercial airliners, attacking malls with civilians, obviously, in an effort to vilify Cuba, because they would blame Cuba for these false flag terrorist events that they orchestrated, planned and orchestrated, in an effort to vilify Cuba in the mind of the American public, to justify, obviously, the invasion of Cuba. We're seeing the same kinds of things play out every day in the mainstream press. Think about how juvenile the coverage is on North Korea these days. It's so ridiculous. All of the coverage on anything looks like idiocracy is in full effect in America. So yes, if I was asked that, I would say yes, overwhelmingly yes, I think the government might be in some way culpable. And I think, quite frankly, if you understand history at all, it would be foolish not to think that. Again, see Trevor Aronson's March 2015 TED Talk titled "How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists," in which Trevor Aronson proves that the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than all other organizations combined. And by the way, all of those subsidiary organizations were created by the CIA specifically, the intelligence community. If we understand history, wouldn't we be foolish not to look there first? Or read Trevor Aronson's book, his 2014 book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. What about that? We need to wake up and stop being naive. Stop being led down a primrose path of destruction. Second hour coming up, we'll get to the proof that there was a second shooter in the second hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.